Twist. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products presents the seventh heat of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voices, the 1950 Mobil Quest. The seventh heat of the 1950 Mobil Quest emphasizes the widespread national interest in this great contest. For it brings together, in the Vacuum Oil Theater, competitors from the far apart states of New South Wales, Western Australia, and Victoria. Tonight, they take the first step which may entitle one of them to compete in the grand final on September the 6th, when prizes ranging from £50 to £1,000 will be presented. And now, here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer tonight is competitor number 19, Joan Milford, contralto from Maitland, New South Wales. She will sing as her aria, Seguidilla, from Bizet's opera, Carmen. Carmen was sung by Joan Milford. Miss Milford, do you mind very much if I ask you a few personal questions?
No, not at all, Mr. Pierce.
You come from Maitland? That's where?
About 130 miles from Sydney.
Mm-hmm. North, south, east,
north.
You have a singing teacher there, I take it?
No, I travel to Sydney once a week at least for my lessons.
Do you really? What, do you return the same night or what?
Oh, yes, I return the same night. You see, I really am married and I have a small daughter.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
And Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to deposit Suzanne in Newcastle with my mother. So I break my journey, you see, to Sydney and then travel on by flyer and arrive at 10 a.m.
Oh, dear, that's a pretty strenuous job. You must be very keen indeed. And then coming back, you pick up daughter and go home again.
That's right.
Well. What with bringing up a family, taking your lessons under those difficult conditions, I feel you deserve all the success that may come your way. May I wish you the very best of luck in your career, Miss Milford.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce.
Joan Milford's ballad for tonight is My Ain Folk. South Wales, competitor number 19 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest. We come now to competitor number 20, a baritone from Pasco Vale, Victoria, Robert Allman. Robert Allman will sing first the aria, Now Your Days of Philandering Are Over, from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart.
Now your days of philandering are over, and you're straying from flower to flower. You're the more as a place with a rover, be made. In the war of the faithless rover, and others with his pretty maid. Now put off all thy dainty belongings, cap be plumed and thy gigos and laces, till thy locks now no need of the traces. Now put off my gay belongings, all my gigos and my laces, no need of such graces. Now your days of philandering are over, and you're straying from flower to flower. You're no more as a faithless rover, and honest with his pretty maid. You're no more as a faithless rover, and honest with his pretty maid. Love is what has been corroding. Love is passion being imposing. By a knapsack on the shoulder, an uplifter, you'll grow bolder. Finding helmet and gate imperious, and the spam, for Sympecunious. Instead of dance by flowery border, march at midnight in the ordo. Over mountain, over valley, through the rain and mountain valley, till the trumpet calls to battle, and the children shall rattle, rank the flying comrade, dying of your prowess shall be told. Now put off my gay belongings, happy plumes, bows and laces, yes, put off all my gigos, hear thy locks, no need of such graces. Now your days of philandering are over, and you're straying from flower to flower. You'll no more as a faithless rover, lay Adonis with each pretty maid. You'll no more as a faithless rover, lay Adonis with each pretty maid. How shall have a life of glory? There be no brave and bold, you shall have a life of glory. There be no brave and bold, there be no brave and bold, there be no brave and bold.
Days of Philandering Are Over was sung by Robert Allman. Mr. Allman, may I interrupt a moment to ask how old you are?
23 years.
And is singing a full-time job with you?
No, I'm working as a sales clerk with CIG.
CIG?
Commonwealth Industrial Gases.
Oh, I see. I've heard of them before. Now, a question I always ask, Mr. Allman, how did you come to be a singer in the first place?
Well, as a matter of fact, it all started one day at school. We were having a singing lesson, and I was acting the goat or something. And as punishment, I had to stand out front and sing Danny Boy.
It's a case of the punishment fitting the crime. Well, now, here you are, and the very best of luck to you.
Good. Thank you very much.
Right. The ballad Robert Allman has chosen to sing in this, the seventh heat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, is To the Forest by Tchaikovsky.
blessing fall on Mr. Wood, on mountain, valley, forest, ocean. The clarion winds in ceaseless motion, and heaven's blue banner high unfolds. And bless the star that ever bore me, the arms that helped me on my way, the boundless fame that lies before me. The very path by which I wander shows glorious golden bathed in light. No blade of grass that glistens yonder, but seems a star from heaven's high. Oh, my child, my exaltation, all the world is going past. Would I might pass whole creation covers a strange of a promise, what I might trust them, the whole creation with love and rapture.
In the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Robert Allman of Victoria. And so to competitor number 21, Mavis Ferguson, a soprano from Perth, Western Australia. She will sing an aria from Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, Dove Sono.
Nature so impatient and so jealous.
Dove Sono from The Marriage of Figaro was sung by Mavis Ferguson. Now, before you sing your ballad, Miss Ferguson, a special welcome to you after your long trip from Perth.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pierce.
How long have you been a singer?
Well, ever since I was young, really. I was only tiny when I started singing. Mm-hmm. Scottish songs, actually.
Oh, why Scottish songs?
Oh, well, my father's Scottish and he always likes them.
Oh, I see. And how long have you been learning now?
Some 5 years, Mr. Pierce, since I started.
And what are your plans for the future, Miss Ferguson?
Well, I should love to travel, but unless my husband could come with me. I'm married, you know, 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Well, I shouldn't like to travel at all without him.
Well, that's a very, very nice sentiment. And may I wish you the very best of luck, Miss Ferguson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pierce.
The ballad to be sung by Miss Ferguson is Dvořák's The Songs My Mother Taught Me. Number 21 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Mavis Ferguson of Western Australia. Also, we heard in tonight's heat of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest Robert Allman of Victoria and Joan Milford of New South Wales. In a few moments, one of these singers will be selected by the adjudicators as the winner of this, the seventh heat, and will then become eligible to compete in the semi-finals. And now we await the decision of the adjudicators. Was the seventh heat of the 1950 Mobile Quest. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Pettifer. The broadcast presentation was by Dorothy Crawford, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.